Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A power-packed program today, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. It is the Alex Jones Show. We just had Mark Dice, the author of New World Order, Facts and Fiction, on. And now we are joined by Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. com. And I want to talk about the economy. I want to talk about Bernanke openly saying they're not only going to raise taxes, but take away quote-unquote entitlement programs that people have bought into for years and years and years. We're talking decades upon decades. And now they're saying, no, you're not going to get your Social Security. No, you're not going to get your Medicare. And they're going to take it away incrementally. Bob, I want to get your take on this quote from Bernanke yesterday. To avoid large and unsustainable budget deficits, the nation will ultimately have to choose among higher taxes, modifications of entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare, less spending on everything else from education to defense, and we all know their defense budget will never really go down, they'll just use black ops, or some combination of the above. Bob Chapman.
So I think they're planning another war, and so that's going to cost us another... It'll probably be a world war, so it'll probably cost us about $5 trillion. And so they don't want to talk about that, but that they've got that in the cards. And that's how, I project ahead what they're going to do. And that's how I was able to make the call on 9/11 and in Iraq and Afghanistan, because these are diversions. So in the context of budget, what he said was meaningless other than the fact that we're going to take you from a recession and then into a depression, and then we're going to bring you deeply into poverty. That's really what it's all about. And they're even talking about a VAT, a value-added tax. And because it's so complex, you're talking about it being a minimum of 10% tax, because that 10% will go to the monitoring and operation of the tax itself. So that's why VATs usually run somewhere between 17% and 21%, and we'll say the average is 18.5%. And so about 8.5% goes in to defray other costs, and the remainder goes for administration, so to speak. And so the talking, Paul Volcker was the one that brought that up again the other day. Others have brought it up as well. But there's no question. But to fully answer this question, I'll reiterate something I've said on Alex's show before several times. And that is, I'm expecting next year that these countries that have these sovereign debt problems, and there's 19 of them, and by mid-next year there'll be more of them, and they're going to have a meeting, and they're going to devalue worldwide currencies simultaneously, and they are going to settle a debt default among nations.
And this could be the crisis that they're looking for to bring in their world financial constitution, as Gordon Brown mused in late February of this year.
That's right. And I just got off a program, which Alex is the only other American that's been on there, which is the international radio out of the Athens, which is carried by BBC and Deutsche Welle and the French International Network. And, Helen Scopus said to me, well, why are they doing this? Why is this happening? I said, ask your prime minister. He's a member of the Bilderberger Group. And it'll be interesting to see if that's edited out of the tape or not when it's when it goes on the air. But the point is this. That's why Greece was used as a poster child.
Well, let's come back to that on the other side. Then I also want you to break down what exactly is a value-added tax? Who's going to be paying it? How are they going to implement it? And how gradually will it be increased, just like every other tax we have? It's the Alex Jones Show. We're streaming live over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. We're joined by Bob Chapman. And Bob, I want you to go over why Greece is the model for the global economic collapse. And then coming up at the 30 after mark, I'm actually going to play Gordon Brown announcing the need for a global constitution. And this is a man who has called for a new world order literally dozens upon dozens of times. So, Bob, why is Greece the model?
Because they're very vulnerable. They should have never gone into the Eurozone in the first place because they didn't qualify. Goldman Sachs come in and Mickey Mouse their books for them, and now they're paying for it. And they did the same thing for Italy as well. Italy should have never been accepted because they didn't qualify either under the Maastricht guidelines. And so where they're headed with this, and the only reason I think that they brought this up instead of covering up any kind of a problem that they had previously, because Papandreou is a Bilderberger, so he knows what's going on. And so what they did is they decided that we're going to have inflation between now and sometime next year. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring all these nations together, they're going to devalue and default, and then they're going to have a deflationary depression, and they're going to take them all down together. There's 19 countries that are virtually bankrupt, and they're going to take them all down together at the same time. And by that time, there'll probably be more of them. And so Greece was chosen because it was easy.
Now, you're saying you're going to see a domino effect, or you're saying right at the same time, as soon as one of these large nations economically collapses, is it going to be like a week-long period, a month-long period? Are we literally going to see an economic collapse happen before our eyes in days, and then them either magically have one of these global summits on the horizon, it'll happen just before that, or they'll create a new global summit in which they have to bring in this global constitution?
Either or, but I don't think they're going to bring the Constitution in quickly. They have to put the world into, well, put them on their knees financially and economically, and then they will be, because they'll be wards of the state, so to speak, because everything will be chaos financially and economically, and we'll probably have another war going on at the same time. They'll say, oh, gee, maybe 6 months down the line, we have to have this international world constitution. And that's when they'll try to ram it in. But I think, you know, they're incrementalists. And what they'll do is they'll lead up, this one's got a problem, Latvia or Iceland or Poland, and you'll start reading about sovereign debt problems among 15 or 20 countries, including the United States, and all of a sudden, bingo, we got to have that meeting, and then they'll have their meeting, and then we'll be in perpetual depression for a long time.
Now, you were talking about a value-added tax and how complex it was. Now, how would this be thrust upon the people, and who would be paying it first?
Well, value-added tax is paid at all stages of services or production. And so it's a multiple tax. It just isn't the 18.5% on average that I mentioned. Within that, which the people pay at the counter, so to speak, when they buy an iron or an ironing board or something like that. Before that, they tax at each stage. In other words, when the steel or whatever the implement is made out of reaches the gate of the manufacturer, it's taxed. And then once it's processed and it's finished product, it's taxed. And then it goes to the middleman, and it's taxed. And then it goes from the middleman to the retail counter, and that's when you pay your 18.5%. So it really may not be 18.5% to the entire economy. It may be 23.5% or more.
And it may cause these production people to actually raise the prices, so the people at the counter will be paying even more than an 18.5% tax increase. They'll be paying perhaps another 10 or 20% because of the cost to the producers and manufacturers.
Very perceptive. And that's what happened in Europe. And also, right after, they set new guidelines to equalize all of the VATs that they had in different countries under the European Union. And once they did that, you had a jump in cost. And that's why everything in Europe costs so much more today than it costs in the United States.
In fact, at record highs today, it's $9 for a gallon of gas in, I believe it's in the United Kingdom, £6, if you will, which is $9. Here, $9 for a gallon of gas. I gripe when it's above 3 or it's at 4.50 or almost 5 when I go to New York sometimes. But they're paying $9 a gallon in gas, Bob.
Well, a value-added tax at this stage of America's problem development, we'll put it, is going to be disastrous. I mean, it'll be like financially imprisoning people. I mean, the whole setup in the United States will change, and it will become even more fascistic or socialistic, whichever you want to call it. And the government will have more and more control over people by using a VAT.
Yeah, but Bob, the New York Times is telling me everything is okay. This is the headline of the New York Times. It's a joke, folks. Why so glum? Numbers point to a recovery. The American economy appears to be in a cyclical recovery that is gaining strength. Firms have begun to hire, and consumer spending seems to be accelerating. Meanwhile, we have over 20% real unemployment in this country. Bernanke is openly saying they're going to tax you even further, take away your Social Security and Medicare, and the bankers are also openly saying they're taking your pensions. But everything's okay, according to the New York Times, Bob.
That's why the New York Times is about to go out of business.
Well, I hope that's true.
They get tired of being lied to. It's simple as that. I mean, this is why alternative radio as well as the internet is so popular, particularly among younger people. Who's younger? People under 45.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's also the fact that they can read through the propaganda. New York Times may not go out of business, but they have to find a way to pose people against one another instead of directing them towards the bankers, towards the elitists, towards the people that are really bringing this in. Let me give you an example. This one's out of the Associated Press yesterday. Nearly half of U.S. households escape federal income tax. See, your neighbors aren't paying federal income tax. They're the enemy, Bob. They're the reason this country's going under.
Let's start with the people who make lots of money. They don't pay any taxes.
Exactly.
And the corporations pay very little.
Mm-hmm. Well, explain that to people. Explain to people how corporate welfare works.
People are not paying taxes because they live next door because they're unemployed.
Well, again, explain that to people. The big corporations out there, they're the ones that really don't pay the taxes that, and then in turn take our tax money through corporate welfare to ensure their programs. They're government subsidized.
And Bernanke's a good example with TARP and all of those other programs that they had. They bailed out Wall Street banking, insurance companies, AIG, GE, GM, which we now own as taxpayers of the United States. And so they're doing exactly what they want to do, and that is not to pay taxes. And one of the facets that almost everybody forgets is when these companies – we'll take GE as an example, do business all over the world. They have subsidiaries, and they funnel the profits into offshore subsidiary corporations set up in the Cayman Islands and places like that. Now, you and I can't do that, but the corporations can. And the last time they gave them an act of Congress that said, you international corporations have promised to create jobs, so we're going to let you bring back money. And they brought back $350 billion into the United States and only paid 5.25% tax. It's almost 5 years ago now. They created no jobs. Regular taxation is 33%. Right now, there is approximately, now let me put up the figures. About $1.3 trillion sitting out there that they've never paid tax on, and they're going to pull the same thing again.
And we allow them to get away with this, and we don't shine the light on the real problem, and the ignorant masses out there just buy into this propaganda, and that's a huge part of the problem. They don't understand the real issues. They don't understand that their bank accounts have incrementally been driven down. The value of the dollar has incrementally been driven down. We've been moved towards a global currency, an SDR unit. The dollar is no longer the choice world reserve currency. And I want to get into that as well. They've dumped the dollar, and gold seems to be up yet again today. How can people ensure that they can keep some of the value that they've worked so hard for in their lives?
Well, it's very simple. It's called Midas Resources. You buy gold and silver coins. That's what you do. And incidentally, I talked to Ted earlier, and he told me to offer their French franc for $249.68. And if you do that, you'll get a free one-year subscription to the International Forecaster, which is a dynamite deal. And he does pay for that, believe me. And that number to call is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. That is a super deal. But that's how you protect yourself. You buy gold and silver, and you put it away.
Now, Bob, on the other side of the next segment, I want to talk about you alluding us into another war. Are we going to be attacking Iran? If so, does that lead to a world war? What would World War III really look like in this time and age? I mean, would we have troops on the street here in the United States? Would we be fighting a war on the United States? Would it be looking more like a terrorist war? Would there be more false flags in this country to actually control the populace? Would we see mandatory conscription, the bring back of the draft? I mean, what could – I can't fathom what a world war would look like. I can see the wars that we have in the Middle East where we literally dominate these other nations for imperial power. But a world war, I don't know what that's going to look like. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis with Bob Chapman, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
We are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. We're joined by Bob Chapman. And Bob, you were alluding to the fact that we may be put into another world war. How do you think that will be started? Will it be started through Iran? And then what does it look like? I mean, Obama and Medvedev just signed this new treaty, this new arms treaty. So a lot of people are saying it doesn't look like we're really in any danger of a hot war with Russia. However, I do see a real separation between Russia and the United States, at least in the currency trade, with groups like BRIC trying to challenge the United States' power. That's Brazil, Russia, Indonesia, and China. And even Medvedev himself showing a sample coin of this elusive global currency that the globalists seem to want to bring in. So how do we get involved in a world war? What side will we be on? Who will be our allies? Who will be our enemies?
Well, I think the BRIC nations will be our enemies. And the reason why is that they have treaties with Iran. And Iran's the one that's going to be attacked. And it'll engulf the entire Middle East for openness. I think the move by the President of the United States to have this non-nuclear treaty was just a paint in a different direction. I don't think it means anything. They're talking about doing away with nuclear weapons, but I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, obviously. I mean, they're saying that it wouldn't actually, it would be a 30% reduction, which is nothing. They could still destroy each other. But obviously, there's some kind of a geopolitical reason to do this, to put these people on stage together. But you do believe that if we do get involved in a world war, it probably will be sparked with some kind of a conflict in the Middle East, probably Iran. And then it will be the BRIC nations that we're fighting, Brazil, Russia, Indonesia, and China?
Yeah, but it'll involve a lot more than that. And it'll probably go on for a number of years. This is a method of distraction. When you're more worried about your children getting killed in warfare, you take your eye off the ball, and the ball happens to be the problem economically and financially. It also will allow, and I lived through the Second World War, so I'm very well aware of it, it'll allow a government to be able to control people more easily. Like if they say that you can't go out on the street between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., well, you can't. And so on and so forth.
So you're saying that probably, even if there isn't a hot warfare that takes place in the United States or one of the surrounding regions, they'll impose curfews and further extend martial law in this country?
Could very well be. And they would use Homeland Security, local law enforcement, and perhaps this new Hitler-Junger-type organization that our president wants to put into operation, starting with 6,000. And I'm sure before you'll know it, it'll be 600,000 of these little goons running around the country.
Yeah, it really struck me very hard when I saw the promotion of social programs like City Year, and instead of what it's supposed to be about, helping the community, it's kids in military formation doing jumping jacks, talking about change in red, white, and black jackets. That looks a lot to me like Hitler Youth in those same color schemes, only a more advanced version of it 60-plus years later.
And yelling Obama, Obama, Obama. And so you're
so
creating
true.
A cult is what you're creating. And, you know, these young people, they don't know that they're getting brainwashed when they are. And they didn't in Germany either, for that matter. And so that's, you know, the path it'll take. And then you have this, well, why don't you join up with the Obama Youth or whatever it's called. And before you know it, you have a lot of people under social pressure joining. And then when they find out what, you know, a mess they've gotten themselves into, it's too late.
And as our economy erodes, the only type of programs and jobs that will be offered are from the state. That's why they passed these acts like the Give Act, so that they, again, could expand government, expand your dependence on government. Oh, give a year to City Year, we'll pay some of your bills, you'll be able to go to school. It always sounds like a positive thing. Oh, you'll get free health care, everybody will be covered. No, it's actually a new tax, and you'll get less health care with literal death panels, and that was alluded to in the mainstream media with the cover of Newsweek saying the case for killing Granny. These people are sometimes so out in the open, Bob, it shocks me to my very core.
And they don't care. This has been going on for the last couple of years. The arrogance, we are the masters of the universe, we are the elitists, and we know better what is good for you than you do, and we're going to do it to you, whether you like it or not.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're going to come back with Bob Chapman. We're also going to play this clip of Gordon Brown calling for a global constitution and much more. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. We're joined by Bob Chapman. And before we get to this Gordon Brown clip where he calls for a global financial constitution, Gordon New World Order Brown, as I like to call him, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com, FrontSight.com. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. All right, I want to get to this clip. This is Gordon Brown this February, about 2 months ago now, calling for a global constitution, nothing short of a global constitution to regulate all financial systems. And this coming on the heels of last year's announcement that the IMF would actually be absorbing the SEC and Federal Reserve as they came into a more cohesive unit under the United Nations and global governance. Let's hit it.
Now, over the last decade, Policy Network
has performed a momentous role in the development of progressive thinking, bringing us together as one global progressive family. And I think few organizations could have achieved more in such a short space of time. So I too want to thank Lord Sainsbury's and all those who have contributed to the Board of Policy Network. And let me say, it is an honor to welcome here today the leader of the Swedish Social Democratic Party, Mona Sahlin. I'm very grateful that she has managed to be with us, and I thank her for the work she's doing right across Europe. Commissioner Almunia, it is a great pleasure to have you here, and we will have discussions later in the day. Pascal Lamy, the head of the World Trade Organization, is to be with us. And it's an honor also that we will be able to welcome Prime Minister Stoltenberg and Zapatero to Britain.
All right, let's stop the clip right there. See, right there, he's giving homage to all of his globalist crime partners and admitting we couldn't have gotten this done without you. Let's continue.
As you know, has been a global leader in development and climate change. And let me thank him and Norway for their pioneering initiatives on health, education and the environment. And Prime Minister Zapatero, who will join us later, has inspired the world with his passion and program for social rights, his commitment to equality for women and his determination that Spain will lead in international aid for the poorest countries of the world.
All right, let's pause it right there. See, he talks about climate change to speak to the well-meaning idiots out there, social equality. They cloak themselves as the heroes, as the saviors, as they openly announce despotic one-world government. Let's go.
Actions they and so many of you have taken, founded on progressive beliefs that you hold, we have seen Prime Minister Stoltenberg, Prime Minister Zapatero, and all of you changing the world for the better over these last few years, and we're very proud of all that you have achieved. We thank all of you for joining us here in London today. Today, I want us to imagine what people will say of us all a century from now. People look back on the moments that are the turning points in world history, 1789, 1848, 1945, 1989, only in retrospect do people see the significance of the times that they are living through. But in the last 2 years, our world has been suffering not just an ordinary economic downturn, but what will be remembered as the first crisis of globalization.
All right, let's stop right there. The first crisis of globalization. These people bring order out of chaos. They look for these crises. They create these crises in order to incrementally institute their policies. Let's go.
The first crisis of a world being totally transformed by the scale of global financial flows, by the global sourcing of goods, and by the speed, the scale, and the scope of globalization itself. And it's a world of massive new opportunities that I want to talk about, but also, as we found, a world of massive new uncertainties and insecurities too. What we have experienced is not just the usual inflation-driven economic crises, such as we have seen in the past 50 years, but a wholesale crisis that has gone right to the heart of the global financial system itself. And so it is time for us, as we reflect on these events, to draw conclusions about the new framework and the new policies we do need to build a stronger and fairer world economy that will meet the needs of its citizens in this new global age. Quite simply, without radical change, we will not be able to emerge from the crisis into a stronger, fairer, more stable future.
Let's stop it right here. A new global age. They're always talking about this new age that's coming. We need new radical ideas. Everything is new, 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 new. Global, 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 global. And he's about to announce his world financial constitution. Hit the clip.
Are my proposals for discussion today. I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system. Secondly, I believe that each country needs national growth and jobs strategies that are founded on science, innovation, and skills for the future.
All right, let's stop. Now, there it is again. He calls for the world constitution. And then the second thing is, oh, we're going to create jobs. We're going to have a better economy. They always act like their solution is going to be for the betterment of humanity, Bob. But that isn't the case, is it?
No, it's not. Absolutely not. And this gentleman is not a gentleman. He's one of the most disgusting creatures in the New World Order movement, on a plane with people like Henry Kissinger and the Bushes. And, you know, the people don't know what he's talking about. It just sounds good to them. And I talked about that today on that interview in Athens. And, you know, people have got to do their homework. They have to understand what these people have created and where they're headed with this thing. And he's telling you, and that's what Greece was all about. And they're going to lead us into this deflationary depression down the road here, a year and a half or two or three, whatever it is. And from there on out, it's going to be a struggle to survive.
And I want to bring Ted Anderson of Midas Resources up right now to tell people how they can try to survive in this global financial crisis, which Gordon Brown was just openly talking about. If you want to maintain the real value you worked so hard for the past 20, 30, 40 years, or you want to have a future, it is so important to get into precious metals, gold and silver. Ted?
Yeah, I'm right here. Well, that is for sure, because your other alternative is a fiat paper currency, and every single country right now is resorting to a printing press to solve their problems. Well, you know, with Greece falling apart and the, well, I shouldn't even go to Greece. I mean, right here in the United States, the budget is so far out of whack, and there's just so much debt being pounded on top of debt on top of debt. It's just compounding against the taxpayers. Really, even if we didn't have a world crisis, we will be eaten alive by the interest that is going to just consume us. And believe me, the United States government is to stop and stave off any kind of problems they have. They're going to go to the Federal Reserve System, the open market operation, and they're going to ask them to buy 30-year U.S. Treasury bills so it can be spent into the economy, which means a lot of new money that's being printed out of nothing, out of thin air, no value to it at all. And that money is going to be competing with your labor. And I don't know how in the world the United States citizen is going to be able to survive in a scenario like that, but that's what we're dealing with. And there is just absolutely no other way that you can explain it other than the fact that the United States government is willing to destroy our currency in order to fall in line, I guess, with this new world order. Just simply should never have happened. The United States, the people who founded this country, set up a constitution so this would not happen. And for whatever reason, we decided to ignore it in 1913, and we're paying big time because of it right now. And I just, it makes me so angry.
And we continue to ignore it, Ted. That's the thing. We continue to let it get eviscerated and ripped apart and become more and more irrelevant as the days pass on.
It sure is. And it's taken the country that was once a great superpower and turning it into a third world country. And it's just sad to see that happen. But what you're talking about right now is, what are we going to do about it? Well, Alex asked me if I'd hold that franc price down at $249.68, even though gold now has shot up over $1,160 an ounce, close to $1,170 an ounce. I told him I would. He's on vacation. I wish him well. I hope he's having a great R&R there because he works so darn hard. Mm-hmm. But we have the franc currently right now at $249.68. And yes, you will get the subscription to the International Forecaster if you just buy one. That's Bob's International Forecaster. That's Bob Chapman's newsletter, just a great newsletter. And I just can't lay it out for you better than that. Right now, you're buying gold for less than $500 an ounce. That's less than half of the price when you consider the discount for that subscription. This coin contains an ounce of or a fifth of an ounce of gold. So you can
do the math. Call 1-800-686-2237, or you can go to Midas Resources right now. Ted, explain to people where the dollar's going. We just see the dollar going down, down, down. And like you said, gold is almost up to $1,200 today. Once it gets past that $1,200 mark, do you think we'll be able to hit $1,500 within the next few months? Because we did see a large spike this year.
Yeah, we sure have. And $1,500 an ounce, I think, is going to be reality before we see the calendar turn. I wasn't sure whether if we'd see it by spring, and I don't think we will, unless if something really radical happens right now. And I know that Greece has a lot of problems, but I'm sure that we're going to see $1,500 an ounce before the end of the year. I must predicate this, though, too. If you're getting into gold and silver, you can lose money. The price can go down on you, and if you're trying to sell in the marketplace when the market is not favorable to the conditions for you, you might not get as much as you put into this. However, I also will say that if anybody had purchased gold in the last 10 years, or go back to 10 years ago, by now you would have quadrupled the amount of money that you'd get if you were to sell. Now, I would say that gold is a much safer bet, seeing as how it has a 6,000-year history of holding value, and the United States currency has only been valued without gold since 1971 and has done nothing but slide down backwards and lose purchasing power. I think it's a safe bet to own gold right now.
I think it's the only bet. I remember listening to Alex Jones back in 2003 when gold was hovering around 290 to 330 an ounce, and then that just shooting up over the next 4 or 5 years. Then I remember not this Christmas, but the Christmas before this, gold was around $800. It had peaked around $900, and I was talking to my stepfather, and I'm saying, listen, you should probably get into this, even though it's going down. Oh, I don't know, Jason. I don't know where it's going to go. And a year later, it's up around $1,100. So really, there is no roof on this thing. It's an actual precious metal. It's a hard currency. It's not a fiat currency. And that's why we encourage people to get involved in gold and silver. It's MidasResources.com. What's the number, Ted?
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. You do have to mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones Show. If you don't, that coin's closer to 255, I believe it is right now, and you will not get the year subscription to the, you know, to the International Forecaster. I mean, you can't beat the deal. I really have really cut it right down to the bone. I'm losing money to the point of about 50 cents on the dollar for everybody who buys from me right now. I just can't go much longer than this, but I will hold that until Sunday at midnight. So if you were interested in picking it up and you've heard this broadcast, and you call in before Sunday at midnight, you will get this deal.
All right, Ted, thank you so much. MidasResources.com is the website. Going back to Bob Chapman, Bob, you've seen it firsthand. People who get into the precious metals market, they have a real future because they have a hard currency. They have real savings. Their pension isn't getting gutted. Their 401k isn't evaporating. Their Social Security isn't dependent upon, and we may not see that Social Security in 20 years, maybe not even in 10, according to Bernanke. After all, these entitlement programs may have to go, and we may have to raise taxes, Bob.
It's the only safe place to be. And when you have the Richard Russell Dow Theory letter, 60 years in existence, he's 86 years old now, saying, I think that the Dow's going back down to 1,000. The world's got a real problem in front of it, and I think he's right. And Joe Granville says the same thing, and so do I. So it's the only safe place to be. You've got to have gold and silver coins, and you got to have, if you can, dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and a water filter method of defending your family.
And again, right now they're promoting that the economy is getting better, but they've been telling you that the last 6 months, the last 12 months, the last 18 months. Oh no, the economy's fine. Larry Summers told me that the recession was over. It doesn't matter that they're making up terms like double dip recession when we're in a depression in this country, 20+% real unemployment. You were talking about that value added tax. They may not even go to the value added tax before they start gouging prices. This is out of Reuters. Strong U.S. earnings seen, but may be priced in. U.S. corporate earnings should top forecasts again this quarter, but the extent of the stock market's rally means investors are expecting a lot from companies, so they just might charge you more. And again, they're giving away record bonuses after a $27 trillion-plus bailout, Bob. These people have no shame.
None whatsoever. And, you know, the big cuts that they made in order to improve earnings, particularly last year, were in the area where 75% of their cost is, and that's people. And that's why unemployment is 22.8%.
What does a country look like?
They're not going to be able to continue to do that either.
So, again, what does a country look like with a 40% unemployment rate? I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility at this very moment. There are people out there that are very hard up for work. In fact, I've had families call into this show. My mom's a teacher. I'm a teacher. My dad had a union job. He was laid off 3 years ago. My mom was laid off last year. I just got my pink slip 6 months ago. We're a month behind on the mortgage. I've never not worked in my life. What does a country with 40% unemployment look like? After all, they're shutting down schools in Michigan and other states to the tune of 2-1. Literally half the schools are getting shut down in some places, Bob.
And that's correct, and it will continue. And in the meantime, they'll go and arrange a war, and then people will get trapped and they'll go off and get killed.
It is the trick of the elite. In fact, I believe it was Smedley Butler who said that war is the biggest racket out there, and it is a racket for us to die for people that never really owned anything to begin with. They will create an enemy. They will induce fear upon you. They will make you feel that jingoistic, patriotic spirit where you don't question anything. How I felt after 9/11, how I felt after I thought that Muslim extremists had betrayed us on the highest level by killing men, women, and children in the World Trade Center. I had no idea about this globalist program for a one world order, and that's why I made my latest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. You can pre-order it today. We've got a sneak peek up. We've got a new trailer up. There's two great trailers out there already. This really is the culmination of the last 5 to 6 years of heavy research into global government, global governance, one world order, new world order mentalities, and it's out of the horse's mouth. People like Gordon Brown, David Cameron, Michael Mullen, Steny Hoyer, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and many, many others, including Brent Scowcroft, Henry Kissinger, Charlie Rose. The list goes on. We're going to come back one final segment with Bob Chapman. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Final segment with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be up in the next hour, the next segment. Bob, we now live in a society where they openly steal pension funds, where they're telling us that our entitlement programs, such as Social Security, that we have bought into for so many decades, are no longer going to be available for us. They are telling us that this is a deindustrialized nation, that we don't have any real manufacturing jobs in this country. What will we become in the next 5 to 10 years? Will we become an amalgamated part of a North American Union in this New World Order plot? Or will it just forego that altogether and be part of this global government hegemony?
Well, I think that the devaluations and the defaults will bring in, at that time, the cutting of these entitlements such as Social Security and Medicare, probably by two-thirds for starters. And that'll be justified by the fact that the economy is in the tank still, and it's getting worse. The funding isn't there. And also the cost of this new ongoing war and the amount of money the government is going to spend is not going to diminuate. It's not going to stop. It's going to get worse. And, of course, all the jobs that have left the country left the country because it was done deliberately to deindustrialize the United States. And that's part of bringing the United States to its knees. And so when we have that happen over the next couple of years, we're also going to have a collapse in the stock market and higher interest rates, which means a collapse in the bond market. And with all of that said, all of the groundwork, the seed work is there, along with the war, to cut all of these costs that the government doesn't want, and, of course, getting rid of older people, and lots of young people, too, in the wars.
And the only real question, Bob, is whether we the people are going to step up to the plate and say no. If we the people are going to declare that Ben Bernanke isn't truly the man of the year, as Time magazine propagates along with Hitler and others throughout history, while he tells us that we are going to be taxed to death and that we will no longer have the programs that our taxes supposedly paid for all those years. I want to encourage people to get out into the streets, to become more active, to not fall for the Johnny nonsense that is thrust upon you in the mainstream media of CNN, the Washington Post, the Washington Times, the New York Times, Fox News. No, they're not good either. They are still promoters of war and death. If you can't see that, please look at those reporters and children being gunned down, judge, jury, and executioner from the sky style by our very own troops, the people that are supposed to be defending this country from enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm sorry, but reporters that are trying to tell the truth are not our enemy. So please get out there. Please spread the word. Please get my latest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Police State 4. I'm in Police State 4. You can see me at the G20, really getting down and dirty with the troops that shouldn't be on the streets in the first place. None of them could even tell me what posse comitatus was. Bob, these are people that were anywhere from 18 to 19-year-old new recruits to 45 and 50-year-old colonels and generals. They could not tell me what posse comitatus was, Bob.
No, and, they don't think it's necessary for them to know those things. They know military nomenclature, and that's where it begins and ends.
They're there protecting my freedoms. We're here so you got a freedom of speech. And I'm like, no, you're here in violation of the emergence of police and military. When we have the police and military on the streets as the police, we live in a police state like that of China or Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. That's not my style. Alex Jones coming up after this segment. It's the Alex Jones Show. Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.